next week, three. If not, this afternoon, after lunch, we'll have our afternoon business meeting, annual business meeting, Wednesday night, which we forego for last Wednesday. We'll have again this Wednesday. We're continuing in Acts 25. Some upcoming dates coming up. Next Monday, March 24th, we have communion scheduled in the afternoon. March 29th is Friday. Our Good Friday service will be on Zoom at 8 p.m. March 31st, in 2 weeks, is our Easter Sunday. We'll have earlier morning service starting at 8:30 a.m., followed by a breakfast and a Bible class and service. And April 27th, there's a foundation meeting in Medina, and we can take it on turn for those that can't make it. And May 5th, we have a members' meeting scheduled after lunch, so just the upcoming schedules. Our quarterly mission focus continues to be the Nepo Children's Home. And is there anything else to notice? If not, please pray for Brother Harry as we have a service in the morning. Let's sing from him to Christiana.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Bell, for suggesting the opening hymn because it's the perfect opening hymn for our service today. Let's stand and pray. Father, we thank you for who you are. We love you because you have just done so much, so many things in our lives. We love you because of you are the creator and maker of us all. We love you because you have sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he only came to give his life for us. And then you sent the Holy Spirit to live within the hearts of all believers, to be a constant companion, a comforter when times get tough. We thank you for all of that. And now as we open your word, we ask that you would teach us again from it, guide us through it, and may we adore you in all things. We pray this in your name. We'll continue the series that I have been on in Matthew chapter 6 from the Lord's Prayer. And this will probably be the last one in that series. So Matthew 6, starting in the second part of verse 9. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This last phrase of the Lord's Prayer is not in the newer translation. But that does not mean it's not scriptural. When the King James Version was translated into English in 1611, they based the translation on previous English translations, the Bishop Bible, the Geneva Bible, the Tyndale Bible. Those were all English translations that happened before the King James. And they also used the oldest available Hebrew and Greek texts. But since 1611, older manuscripts have been found, and those manuscripts do not contain that last phrase. That's why newer translations don't have that phrase. But again, even though it's not in those translations, it is still scriptural. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, David is at the end of his life. His son Solomon is now king of Israel. And David has a prayer just before he dies. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 through 13. Wherefore, David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty, and all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might. In thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Now, I'm convinced that this prayer of David was an inspiration to part of the Lord's Prayer. There are so many similarities between the two. I'm sure that Jesus knew what David had prayed many years before, and that helped inspire him to say the Lord's Prayer. Let me read that again, because I think it's so good. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. David adored the Lord. And we read in the scriptures, David was called a man after God's own heart. And there are many psalms where David just pours out his simple praise and adoration for the Lord. Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. David was praising the Lord because of who he was. And at the same time, he was prophesying something about the Lord Jesus. David didn't understand what he was saying in that sense, but it was just a praise all to the Lord. And I think it's that he has made everything, all we have. I especially enjoy springtime, just to see all of the new growth. You know, we see outside there, the forsythia starting to get yellow, and it'll be beautiful in a few weeks. I just love the spring. And what I always look forward to in the spring is our first daffodil. And I think it was this week, was our first daffodil of 2024. I take a picture of it, and I post it on Facebook. And then Facebook reminds me, well, this is what you posted last year, or the year before, or the year before that. And I think March 11th is the earliest I've ever posted anything on the daffodil ground through the folder. It's just beautiful in my heart. But again, David just loved to adore the Father. Psalm 9:1-2. I praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Psalm 117, the shortest psalm, the shortest book, chapter in the Bible. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. David was praising the Lord all of the time. But if you really look through his life, we probably see times where he wasn't praising the Lord. I'm convinced of this. And as a result of that, he fell into sin. That's something that we need to make sure that we continually praise the Lord so that we don't fall into sin. And one more psalm that isn't David's, but still is a beautiful psalm, Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord, Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery harp. Praise Him with timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I don't know about you, but when I pray, as I just did when I prayed here, the first thing I say is thank you. I don't pray typically as David prays. There's nothing wrong with saying thank you. We are told in the scriptures to be thankful in everything, to give thanks in all things. But a thank you is not the same as adoring the Lord. Don't get me wrong, we need to say thanks. But adoration is not the same. And I think, in my mind, so I mix the two up more than I should. Based on the scriptures, adoration must be a part of who we are and how we live. It takes special concentration in my heart to not say thank you, but to simply adore the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit because of who they are. I remember the song that we used to sing in CFG, probably in college also. But it was a really simple song. And I'd sing it, but I don't have a voice to sing. Father, I adore you. Lay my life before you. How I love you. Jesus, I adore you. Lay my life before you. How I love you. Spirit, I adore you. Lay my life before you. How I love you. And if those of you remember that hymn, we used to then split up into three groups. The first group would sing, Father, I adore you. And when they're done with that, they go on to Jesus. The next group would then sing, Father, I adore you. So it's called a round. They would basically take turns. And we'd sing it three or four times. It was, I can just picture it even today. My heart is just lifted up by just singing that simple, I'm not sure how many words, but just a simple hymn to adore all three of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And our hymn books are full of songs of adoration. Hymn 269. I'm going to read it now, but since we sang it, I'm not going to read it. So I'm glad that you've been so for suggesting that. I'm not going to read verse 1. Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, with harps and psaltery in accord, unto his name give glory. Within his temple now unite, to bring him worship meet and right, and hear salvation's story. Praise him, raise him, songs in union, blessed communion, to him singing, and the new song to him bringing. Praise him, O heavenly company. Praise him, O earth and air and sea, and all on earth now dwelling. Praise him, sun, moon, stars in the sky, the glory of the Lord on high, to all creation telling. He lives and gives life and power every hour, joy and favor come from him, our Lord and Savior. And you can read the rest of those verses 49 of Romans. It's fantastic how we should praise the Lord in these things. And then in the Jupiter hymnal, 129, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, the blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea, cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which worth and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love, in purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. And then, one of our Christmas hymns, O Come All Ye Faithful, the chorus is, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. And then one last hymn that's in our blue folders. Majesty. Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus whom God now glorify, King of all kings. I can just hear that in my mind's eye. The Bible is full of adoration. As we read through it, read some of the Old Testament, in the New Testament, Paul and the other writers also adore the Lord Jesus. Romans 11, verses 33 to 36. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments in his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, that shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. In the 80s, there was a group called GLAD, and they were Christian songs, but they wrote one album of entirely from Romans. 10 different songs, all quoting Romans. And this happened to be one of them. I was thinking about this last night, I was reminded of that. And I can remember putting my cassette in my little escort on the way to work and just listening to them praise the Lord in song, and especially this, the hymn that was this one. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. And then in the concluding book of the Bible, we also read, as we read in the hymn, Holy, 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 where everyone in heaven is adoring and proclaiming the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Revelation 4:8. And the four beasts had each of them six wings, and him about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come. Revelation 5:11-14. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and the such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. In Revelation 15:3-4. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou art holy, and all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. I think we should get ready for heaven by glorifying and adoring while we are here. That last phrase of the Lord's Prayer, For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's a proclamation of adoration. We have chosen the Acts prayer model for our prayer meetings. A, for adoration. During this time, we should focus on adoring the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for who they are, what they have done for us. C, for confession. After we've acknowledged and adored the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then we look at ourselves and we realize we do not measure up to what they are, what God is. And confession is the logical byproduct of that. To say, Woe is me, I am undone. We cannot stand before a holy God with sin in our hearts. And confession is a logical result of that. And then, T for thanksgiving. And it is a time to thank God for what He has done. The Father for orchestrating all of this. For the Son for giving His life for us. Dying on the cross, shedding His blood. And thankfully rising again, as we'll celebrate again in 2 weeks on Easter Sunday. And the Holy Spirit for coming to live within us. Do we know how blessed we are that the Holy Spirit comes to live within a believer? We don't think through what that really means to have the Holy Spirit living within us. We really need to thank Him with all of our hearts. And then supplication. To pray for the needs that we have, to pray for the needs of others, to pray for those who have not yet made a covenant with God, so that they realize that they need to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and allow His grace to come to them. So we've chosen this prayer model. There are many prayer models. Actually, I didn't know that. There's halt. H is for honor God with praise. E, examine your life. A, ask for help needs. R, request for others. And T, thank God. Some similar, but spelling out the word heart. Another one is pray. P for praise, R for repent, A for ask, Y for yield. And then the word pass. P for praise, A for acknowledge, S for supplication, T for thanksgiving. They're just different mnemonics that people use to remind them how they should pray. How many of you know the name Origen? O-R-I-G-E-N. I heard it, but I didn't really know it that much. He was an early Christian theologian and scholar that lived 185 A.D. to 253 A.D., just a couple hundred years after Jesus. He was tortured by the Roman emperor in 250 A.D., and he died from his injuries 3 years later. He wrote about 2,000 works. I read someplace that he wrote up to 6,000 tales, all on faith and things. Let me just read you what he wrote probably only 200 years after Jesus died. He wrote the following on prayer. Four topics which I found scattered throughout the scriptures appear to me to deserve mention. And according to these, everyone should organize their prayer. The topics are as follows. In the beginning, in opening their prayer, glory is to be ascribed according to one's ability to God through Christ, who is to be glorified with him, and in the Holy Spirit, who is to be proclaimed with him. Thereafter, one should put thanksgivings, common thanksgivings into which we introduce, which he introduces benefits conferred upon men in general, and thanksgivings for things which he has personally received from God. After thanksgiving, it appears to me that one ought to become a powerful accuser of one's own sin before God, and ask first for healing with a view to being released from the habit which brings on sin, and secondly, for forgiveness for past actions. After confession, it appears to me that one ought to append as a fourth element the asking for the great and heavenly things, both personal and general, on behalf of one's nearest and dearest. And last of all, one should bring prayer to an end, ascribing glory to God through Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit. As I already said, I found these points scattered throughout Scripture. Did you notice his topics? Adoration, thanksgiving, confession, supplication, and thanksgiving, adoration again. So the Acts model in a different order. I don't know when this was created, contemporary to us, but for over 2,000 years, believers have known that that is the way we should pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord's Prayer starts with adoration and ends with adoration. May our lives be full of adoration for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave the disciples the Lord's Prayer, and he started it, "After this manner, therefore pray ye." And we know he didn't tell them to say this prayer every single day in the same way. It was a model. There's nothing wrong with saying the Lord's Prayer. When I wake up during the night and find whatever reason, and then try to fall back asleep again, I say the Lord's Prayer. I don't want to think about anything else if you are awake. I want to fall back asleep. So I just say the Lord's Prayer one or two times. That's all I remember. And just as a way to calm my spirit and soothe so I can fall back asleep. I don't know how often you say the Lord's Prayer. I encourage you to say it, not rote. You know from the beginning of chapter 6, he doesn't want vain repetitions. He wants a sincere heart to pray to him, to just allow our hearts to overflow to him and glorify him for who he is. And may we each individually do that, and may we corporately as a church do that, and pray and honor our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit forever. Let's close by singing hymn number 5 from the Apostolic Christian All 5 verses. Number 5, all 5 verses.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Harry, for leading us through the Lord's Prayer over the past year. You're blessed, glad we got through it. And this conclusion is really a beautiful thing. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. It is the kingdom and the power and the glory. All is the Lord's. All is our Heavenly Father's. And the one thing that we can do is give Him our heart. Sometimes I wonder if I can say, thine is my home, my family, my checkbook. Or do I consider those mine? Because all is His. It's all His. Chiefly our hearts. If our heart is His, then all the other things will flow. We have to look and see, is thine, Lord, my heart? And I just want to conclude with reading the last two verses of Take My Life and Let It Be. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart. It is thine own. Let it be thy royal throne. Take my love, O Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and it will be ever, only, all for thee. Let's arise for a close. Heavenly Father, you are worthy of all our praise and adoration. You are so awesome and powerful, so mighty and supreme. And Lord, you're gracious and merciful to look down upon us and consider us and to love us and to give your only Son for us. Lord, we are unworthy and we are so grateful and thankful. Lord, we have many blessings in this life. The fact that we can gather together is a blessing. But how much more so the fact that we can know you in a personal way, that we can have a relationship with the Creator of the universe through Jesus Christ and what He has done, dying for us, rising again, giving us new life, giving us hope, and giving us a destination, a heavenly home. Lord, we glorify and magnify your name and praise you and thank you. And we pray for those who don't know you in that personal way, who don't have that personal relationship, who haven't said, thine is my heart to you. Lord, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. But Lord, each of us needs to not withhold anything back from you and to give it all and to yield it all to you. Because it is yours. And someday, at the end of time, everyone will acknowledge it was always yours. May we yield ourselves to you now and yield it back to you, that you could work in us and work through us, and your Spirit, your amazing Spirit, can lead us and guide us and direct us. So we praise and honor and glorify your name and thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your word. We thank you for teaching us how to pray, how to focus on you, and understand that we need to confess where we fall and come back to you and desire you above all else. We worship and praise you, Lord, and thank you for this time. We pray a blessing on our afternoon in our meeting. We pray a blessing on our lunch as we gather together and eat and share a meal together. Pray a blessing on the hand of the preparer. Thank you for providing for body, soul, and spirit, but mostly for spirit, because that is eternal. And that's what matters the most. We credit each one. But think on the eternal. Think on the spirit. Think on our hearts and whose they are. And glorify you in all that we say and do. We just praise you now and thank you for this all. In Jesus' name, amen.